Hallelujah. Living under the supernatural blessings of God. Well, it's a fascinating story, and I can't help but smile each time I read it or hear it being read, the sarcasm of Elijah. You know, he's so confident in the Lord, isn't he? He's so confident in the Lord. But I reckon he also had some butterflies. He would have had some butterflies. What if? You know, a few doubts. But he obeyed. He obeyed. You know, last week we spoke about obedience. Incidentally, just as an aside, this sarcasm in verse 27 of the New King James and verse 27 in the NIV is very polite. Actually, in the original and the authorized and so on, it actually says he was relieving. Is he relieving himself? You know, that's the sarcasm, you know. He's making the point, your God is worthless. Your God is useless. But is he the Lord? He's the Lord, Jehovah. He said about the blessings of obedience, living under the supernatural blessings of the Lord. And we heard last evening, fascinating, and Philip, have you got your books? Have you got any supplies here? Okay, if you can bring some, because they are very helpful and will enable us to search the scriptures. Because, you know, we are living in times. We've just been praying and mentioning about this evil bill which is coming before Parliament on Tuesday and so on. And this is just the first of many. We're going further and further away from God, aren't we? You know, and for Israel, if righteousness exhorts the nation. Yeah, thank you. Hallelujah. And that's true for any nation, you see. Hallelujah. But we are going further, and the powers that be, the spirits that are at work, which in effect are controlling so much that is going on, which has an impact upon us, our lives, this nation, and so on. You know, there's an agenda at work. Philip spoke about this agenda at work to take God, Jehovah, out of the equation completely. Actually, to be honest, it's more taking Jesus out. People can talk about God, you know, that they don't want to talk about the Lord Jesus. Or he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. So we need to know the truth. We need to know the Word of God. And believe that as the Israelites were supernaturally provided for, our God, our Lord, is one who provides. He is the one who leads. He isn't too busy like Elijah was accusing their gods. He's not too busy. He has time. He's not predicting the future as we heard last night. He declares it. And I want to be a part of that. I want to be in tune with what the Lord is saying. I want to be at the cutting edge. And here in this passage, I mean, can you, and by the way, Carmel is about 12 miles in length. And at the Eastern Summit, you know, there's an ever flowing, even in this drought time, there would have been a spring of water. I think it's absolutely fake. And do you know, 30,000 could get along there. Those of you who've been there will know that you'll easily get 30,000 people along this 12-mile summit or more. This isn't a fairy story. This is in the Word of God to declare there's only one God. Do you know, the Bible is full of decisions, of us making decisions. Can we have the first one up, please? call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. A decision. Are you going to choose life, or are you going to choose death? And I believe in God being sovereign. I know God's in charge. I know that he doesn't allow anything to take place without his permission. But I'm fed up, to be honest, with all of the debates and the books and arguments and discussions about whether we should be Calvinist or Arminian or whatever. All I know is God is God and I'm a man. Let God be God. Every man else may be a liar. God isn't. But I know God has given us choices to make. He is not treating you or me as a robot. If he has given you his spirit, he expects you to make wise choices, wise decisions. I cannot be a Calvinist. I can't believe that everything is just decided and done for it and we just go along his prepared program. I believe God is sovereign. I believe God is almighty, but I'm his child and he wants me to respond to him. He wants you to respond to him as you would to a good father. He does, friends, and we can choose to disobey. We can choose to do our own thing. Choose this day life. Hallelujah. Can we have the next one, please? Who are you going to serve, God or Baal? Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served or the other side of the river, in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods which your father served that are on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That sounds to me like a decision. Doesn't it to you? As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Can't do it myself. I'm going to fail. Lord, I need your help. I need brothers and sisters around me to encourage me and to uphold me. Say, you can do it, Jim. In the name of the Lord, you can do it. In his power, you can do it. I can serve the Lord. Okay, very practical. What does this mean also? You know, we may not have little gods in our home. We may not have this. I hope we don't. I hope we don't have anything that could be interpreted as an idol or anything like that. But what can we make idol? What are we choosing sometimes to listen to? We can listen to the voice of fear. And God's already spoken, do not fear. My perfect love cast out. And we justify itself. Each and every one of us get anxious at times. And some of you may be going through a huge pile of anxieties right at this moment. But the word of the Lord is still true. Be not anxious. Look, if I care for the birds, if I care for the flowers, don't you think me, your heavenly Father, cares for you and knows what's going on? So cast your cares upon me. I do care for you. But we can choose to keep at to our anxieties. We can choose. In a sense, and I'm being very sympathetic here, you can choose death and keep into bondage, and you can't rise up. You can choose to have faith. Let's have the next scripture, can we please? Thank you so much. Isaiah 55. Oh, this is one of my favourite chapters. Ho! Oh, I love that. Ho! Not just, it's not a... Ho! Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. We'd be fools not to. We'd be fools. Come to Jesus. Come to the waters. Be satisfied in me. Be satisfied. You come to me, you drink of me, then out of you will flow these rivers of living waters. You'll be a blessing to others. People will want, those who are hungry and thirsty will want to get near you and say, hey, this person is with Jesus. They've got something special. Yeah, I know something about their background. I know something where they've come from. I know something where the devil has tried to beat them down. I know something of the poverty that has surrounded them over the years. I know something of the hardships, the marriage which went pear-shaped. I know something about that, but somehow they're alive! Because they came to the one who gives his life, water, food, strength, power. I am with you. They've been with Jesus. They've chosen to obey him rather than listen to their doubts and fears and the negative comments. Next one, please. This is Jesus. We've got a decision here, a choice. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Sounds like a decision. We've got to make a choice. Seek first. Are you? Are you? Are you seeking first the kingdom of God, or are you seeking my way? Are you feeding your doubts? Are you feeding flesh? Are you seeking the Lord and his Spirit? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's dying to self, putting on Jesus. And all these things shall be added unto you. God's going to take it all in control. He's going to work something out which you at this moment have no idea how it's going to pan out. You've no idea. But I'm going to trust in the Lord. When I'm afraid, I'm going to trust in him. You know, those who are seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, when the righteous are in trouble, they know they've got to run to the strong tower. They're safe. I say, where are you running to? The arm of flesh or running to the Lord? This is his appeal to you this morning. Make a choice. Make a choice. As for me and my household, I'm going to serve the Lord. May God help us. May God help us. What does it say in verse 21? And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter? How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him, not a word. How long are you going to falter? How long are you going to waver? It's like a bird, okay? It's like a little bird, elderly bird. And he's on a branch, okay? And suddenly the branch splits in two. But he decides to have one foot on one branch and t'other foot on the other branch, and he does the splits. Don't falter. Don't waver. Choose God. Behold, behold, he is the Lord. Hallelujah. He showed up for Elijah. He can't show up for you. I don't want to, maybe next, I don't know, but I just feel in my heart and in my spirit, God wants to lovingly put his arms around you and encourage you this morning. Whatever you're going through, whatever the pain, whatever the circumstances, whatever the future may seem to be a little bit bleak for you, choose to put Christ first. Put him on. Put him on. And some of these things which have entangled you, he's going to give you a new attitude to. He's going to give you a new attitude to. You're going to start seeing things as you get close to him and lay your own agenda aside and choose him. He's going to give you the power and the insight to look at things from his perspective and not yours. He knows your future. He's got you wrapped in his arms. Don't say this is hopeless. Not if you choose God. There's nothing impossible with him. Is there anything too hard for him? No, there isn't. Can we just run through, do you mind just running through those five scriptures right from the beginning again, and we're just going to read them out together, and then we'll close. Let's read them out. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come by will and will, without money and without price. Why do you spend? Listen carefully to me, eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So what is the Lord saying? Don't compromise. Choose the Lord. Choose God. Don't compromise. Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him, not a word. If the Lord is God, follow him. Follow him. Follow him. Amen. Hallelujah. Speak to my heart, Lord. Where doubts and fears and unbelief have had the ascendancy, Lord, where I've allowed the pressure and circumstances to beat me down, I'm sorry, Lord. I know you're there. You've appeared for me so many times. You have lifted me up out of the pit. Thank you, Lord. You've put me on a good place, a solid place. I'm sorry, Lord, that I soon go back. But I'm choosing this day to say, my God reigns. And because he lives, I live too. Hallelujah. Amen. I am more than a conqueror through him. He loves me. And all things as I surrender to him, as I commit myself to him, as I say, I've nothing left of myself, he says, I am he that strengthens you. And all things will work out for good. Those who love me, to those who are in Christ. This is training ground, friends. There's more battles to come. Put your faith in God. Be bold. Be strong. The Lord will go before you. The Lord is the God of compassion. He is long-suffering. He is tender-hearted. He is merciful. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercies endure forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Choose the Lord. He's the God who moves the mountains. Have faith in him. Don't think you can have faith in yourself. You'll fail miserably. Have faith in the Lord God.